Welcome to Patch Dispatch. I am Corey Luna, and with me is Richard Hugben. Rich, how are you?
Hello.
Good to know. All right. So, we're going in fast and furious into Make Noise. There's a new hype about the QMMG, which hasn't been released by Make Noise since 2018. Yeah, there's an update. Maybe not an update, but just a new release. Rich, enlighten me.
It's a re-release. The QMMG is the quad multi-mode gate. And the deal with their reissues is they always make as many as they can source parts for. And I think there's always been a difficulty sourcing parts for the... I think the Vactrals, maybe. So because there's a shortage and it's high in demand because, I don't know, it's cool and there's a shortage. Those things tend to happen. The prices on the secondary market are insane, like $2,500, $3,000. So yeah, it's great that they are re-releasing it. I think they have it set for September 9th. It's going to be available for purchase. They also said you can show up in person at their headquarters, but it's like one per person. So like you can camp out if you really want one. But yeah, I have their little spiel about it. Let's check it out.
Reintroducing the Make Noise Quad Multimode Gate. The QMMG is returning again in a limited black and gold edition. Like the 2018 reissue, the mode switching is now done via analog pots instead of rotary switches, and the bottom board contains reverse power protection circuitry. Otherwise, it is functionally identical to the original module as it existed in 2008. But what is it? Each channel of the QMMG can be set to act as a VCA, low pass gate, low pass filter, or high pass filter. The channels have independent outputs, and there is a sum out for mixing. As with the sum out on mass, use of a channel's individual output removes it from the sum. In fact, Maths was originally designed to be a patch buddy for QMMG.
That's a good point. Like, that's probably why people have been like, ooh, I need one of those. Because they were kind of designed, you know, to work well with each other. So yeah. I'm sure for a lot of like Make Noise, you know, enthusiasts, like it's maybe been a missing piece and they just don't want to shell out the, you know, the... $3,000, whatever, you know.
For a used one.
Yeah. So are you sold?
Well, if I can get a ticket to Asheville, North Carolina.
No, there'll be some online. But.
Wait, we're not going to the release?
No.
No. Okay. Never mind. Yeah, it's a cool module. It's like it, and they're doing the, was it the design by Tony, 2008. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm sold. Yeah, if I can get it, that would be cool. Like anyone who loves Make Noise, and that's one of the older modular company, older Eura companies. This is a great piece for anyone's collection. And if you've got, you know, one of the, you know, if you've got their rack for, you know, the shared system, essentially, like the 7 UKs, basically, it would go great from there.
Yeah, I wonder if it was originally in one of their, you know, complete systems, and then they just phased it out because of parts, you know, and that might have been why it was floating around on the secondary markets, and then they did a reissue, and yeah, but yeah, anyways, cool. That's a good one. I'd, yeah, check it, keep an eye out, you know, early September for it popping up for sale, so.
Yeah, that's a cool one. Speaking of cool gear, MicroRack has a Kickstarter. If you haven't heard of them already, they're a French company. Rich and I got to chat with them at Superbooth back in May. Really nice guy, and he told us about the Kickstarter back then, and it's launched. They've already hit their limit, or their, not their limit, but their budget of like what they need to their goal to get everything made, which is awesome. So if you see it, please contribute to them. I love what they're doing. When we saw it in person, it was super cool. And I think it'd be great for more people to back this so that they can get a better production for everything, so that everyone gets a chance to get it out there and that other people can maybe contribute. And maybe if you pick one up, maybe you can donate one to a local high school so the kids can start learning how to patch your rack on the micro format.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of their big things is making it affordable. So, you know, obviously, like, not having things like front panels and, you know, it's mostly all analog. There's not a lot of digital, you know, work and firmware that goes into it that takes a lot of time, and then it plugs into breadboards. So there's a lot of cost savings there. So, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, for maybe education. I don't know if it's made it any easier as far as patching, but definitely probably more affordable to, like, get into. But, yeah, cool. I'm glad they hit their Kickstarter goal. It's cool. They were really excited to show off what they had at Superbooth. So, yeah.
Yeah, and they're in the hallway in one of the buildings at Superbooth, which was unexpected. It's just they were just one of those great companies that were just happening to be there that we were passing by one day.
Yeah.
And they were very nice, really accommodating. And I love their product. It's a really cool design. I love the idea of it. It's so fun, and it's a really great entry level for anyone, or even just like to practice around if you need something to just have it on your desktop and not take up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Now we're going to go into an album from one of our friends, Wabi Sabi, put out an album called Rain recently, and he hit me up on about this recently, saying, hey, could you please mention this? And of course, anytime one of our friends has released an album, I'm always happy to mention it here on Patch Dispatch. Rain from Wabi Sabi out in Seattle, or Washington proper. This is a wonderful album for anyone who is nostalgic for anything that Vangelis did for Blade Runner. This is heavily in that genre of atmosphere, of landscape, of soundtrack that goes along with any cityscape covered in rain. And it's just gorgeous and beautiful. There's not enough I can say about how wonderful this album is. There's beautiful electronic sounds happening that you don't expect within the atmosphere of rain throughout the entire thing. You feel like you're walking in a cityscape like Seattle, walking through the rain, or LA when it's raining, when it happens to rain in LA. It's so cool. It happens, just so happened that there was a, like a, a flash rainstorm in San Francisco for 30 minutes from like 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. this morning. It was crazy. I went out for pastries, got my pastries at 9 o'clock, got home by like 9:15, and all of a sudden the rain just flooded the place. If you're in San Francisco, you'll know it was just pouring rain for 30 minutes. And then it was gorgeous outside. It got up to like 72 degrees in my apartment. It's ridiculous.
Nice. But did you want to play a preview?
Oh, yeah. Let's listen to the first track. It's so good.
They definitely need to make one of those YouTube streaming videos that's like, you know, music to study by and put this on it.
Yes.
With like rain and like cityscape through the window, flying cars going by.
Definitely an album too. If you need to study and like listening to ambient music, instrumental, this is the album to listen to. There's a great description actually on the Bandcamp page for Wabi Sabi's Rain album. Let me read it to you. Living in an area of frequent rain, my ambiance is often accompanied by the sounds of gentle drizzles, patterings of a soaker, or by the thunderous cacophony of the occasional downpour. Each type of rain has its own characteristic sound, and each of these tracks contains a different type of rain. In fact, he's using a live recording of rain as the background influence for every track. And if you know Wabi Sabi's work, you know he's got just a passion for analog synthesizer sounds. Of course, there's some digitals in there. It's so warming to listen to his productions.
So
I really love this a lot.
Did they just get lucky with the rain in Seattle? Because it does rain a lot there, right?
Well, maybe he had mail.
What?
Talk, but you didn't see You've Got Mail?
I don't know, like 50 years ago, yeah.
It's not that old. Sleepless in Seattle is more old than that.
Okay.
And the same face, same cast.
Cool.
All right.
What's up?
Go check out Wabi Sabi's Rain. Now we've got some news. So we've got something pretty interesting happening on the internet right now. Rich, you sent me this recently this week. Subvert.fm, a new platform coming up that's basically rivaling what Bandcamp used to be before it got sold over and over. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen. It hasn't launched yet, but I like what they're talking about on their website. What do you think about it?
Yeah, and that's really it, right? It's basically a manifesto. They're giving a background like, hey, why are we doing this, right? And they're not saying, oh, we hate Bandcamp and Bandcamp sucks. Like everyone, Bandcamp is doing stuff for people, right? Like it's still Bandcamp. It's just, it makes people nervous when, like you said, they get sold 3 times in a row and half the team gets fired and stuff like that, right? So they're like, hey, basically, I think they're proposing like, hey, maybe we can make something that is more owned by the community and owned by the artists. I think that's their big thing, you know, versus owned by a company and can get sold off at any point. You know what I mean? Now maybe someone's livelihood is on Bandcamp. I don't know for how many people that is. But, you know, maybe that would be a bad thing if like all of a sudden Bandcamp gets sold off to some company and then they just, you know, shutter it. Right. So, obviously this is a good idea. We'll see what happens. I guess the timer is 30 days. Cause it's counting down seconds, minutes, hours. Counting. Right. So yeah, it's, I guess there's going to be either an update or a launch we'll see.
It sounds to me like they're trying to go with the idea of what Factory Records used to be.
Right, but like on an online platform, right? Like,
correct.
Yeah.
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 Of like, this is music by the artist, owned by the artist. And who knows how they're going to be able to make that as an online platform.
Well, like,
I'm curious
the first thing they could do is, I don't know if they kind of hinted at it, but I'm not really sure. I'm not positive on what they were talking about, but like they could have the whole platform be open source. Like they, not as in like the code is available for you to download and make your own thing, but that, they could have community members working on the code, right? In the open. So like fixing bugs, improving things, right? Versus it being worked on in behind closed doors and no one ever sees it, right? A lot of products that are built that way end up in a better position than the ones that aren't, right? So that's one way. The other way is that the artists could actually collectively own the company. They could have some setup like that that would, you know, or it could just be, you know, you earn more from what you're putting out there. Like you earn more of the proceeds. Who knows? We'll see. Yeah. But yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Go to subvert.fm, watch the countdown and find out what's going to happen. You'll know. And now going on to our news, our show section, we've got a modular California Vibes film, which was shot by some of our friends, is going to the Sydney Film Festival on September 8th. So if you're going to be in that area and going to the Sydney Film Festival, you're going to be able to watch Modular California Vibes that was shot by our friends. And that was, that came out last year. That was a cool event that, Javarsi, Frank Martin, Joachim Gerard, and remember the other Frenchman's name? I'm sorry. Hugo Paris. All four of them did this tour together and in California and basically went to out of the way areas on this like chartered bus that they did with a crew. So they had a drone with them. They had a couple of camera guys with them plus the driver and whoever else was in the bus with them, went to these four different locations, did jams there, and made this documentary film about it. And it's going to the Simi Film Festival. It's just fantastic. It's really cool.
Yeah, they drove out like to Black Rock or something, Black Rock-ish, right? Yeah.
That's right.
But it was like modular on a bus. Like they're like along. They're like, I remember they were like filming. They're like playing in the bus. And then they would do like, they would set up scenes. Do you want to play the trailer? It's only like a minute, minute and a half. Yeah. Okay. Let's put the trailer up. Give people some context of what this thing is. That's it. Yeah. Can you watch that, the full thing online somewhere?
I believe you go to peachymango.org.
Oh, okay.
Martin's website. I believe he has a copy of it. You can purchase on DVD or Blu-ray.
Right. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
You can get a copy. Yeah.
Cool.
Very exciting. And then also within shows, Pete 50th year anniversary show, August 31st. We're going to have Sir Nai, Carolyn Falk, Steve Bryson, Shipwreck Detective, and Amy Lee, known as Annie or Annie Log, performing with you for us. And we're going to have Fets do live video projection for all three sets. It'll be performance and a Q&A session after each set with every artist, including Fets, after the production of the whole show. And anyone who's there can ask questions that will make sure that the audience, that everyone gets to listen to. I'll be on the mic, of course, with the performers after each set. And if you come to Mission Sense in San Francisco here, you can be part of that show. So please come on out. I just dropped off flyers at Mission Sense this afternoon in San Francisco on 24th and Harrison in the Mission District. And I've been passing off flyers wherever I go. I dropped some off just yesterday at Isotope Comics. Go see James over at Isotope Comics. I also dropped some off over at the Black Horse London Pub on Union Street in the Marina District of San Francisco. Go check out that bar. Go see James King. He's got some flyers for you, and he's got it posted in his window as well.
So, yeah, this is like old school peaked. This
yes.
is where we started. This is the interview performance format. Corey on the mic. Hey, dog.
So I have to wear a tie.
Right, the ties. I forgot the ties. You know what you need is a t-shirt with the tie graphic. I know someone who could make one of those.
That would be pretty cool, you know, to have like a one-of-a-kind peaked shirt that we'll be selling at the show. If you come to Mission Sense on August 31st, you can get this five-year anniversary show peaked shirt that Rich Hogben made himself in his garage.
That's right. This is a garage t-shirts. Just some backstory, because people are like, wait, is this like, are we religious? What's happening here? So this is a photograph from a mural in the Mission, right? This is the Virgin Guadalupe, that we have used previously for the shows there. And it's kind of glitched out and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm going to have some different colors, mostly on white shirts or off white, because I can't print on black t-shirts. It's too difficult. But yeah, they're going to be cheap. Or free. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not going to bring any back home with me. So, yeah. yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to record the sets and we'll post those on the YouTube channel. So,
yeah.
And then you can RSVP on the website, right? And the RSVPs, you can sign up through Eventbrite or Resident Advisor. It seems like for our audience, Eventbrite is the winner because no one has been signing up on Resident Advisor. So
it's almost
doesn't matter. Or just show up. You can just show up. Yeah,
that's right. And I've been passing out flyers every day that I've been at work. And if you see me on the streets of San Francisco within the next week, say hello and I'll probably give you a flyer.
Cool.
And I didn't make any stickers this year. One of my coworkers asked, "Hey, is this a sticker?" I said, "No, it's not a sticker. It's a postcard."
Yeah, we don't need stickers. Like,
you could mail it to your friends. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, not like how we used to do stickers. Haven't done those in some years, but maybe we'll eventually get around to doing some stickers too. Come get a t-shirt because, you know, Rich, you've been pushing ink for like the past month to get this ready.
Well, I just started making some today, which was mostly just throwing a lot of shirts away or putting them in the shirts for gardening bin. it's a lot of, I'm not a professional, so it's a lot of test and...
Well, maybe some of the shirts can be shirts for synthing. Sure. Besides gardening.
Like, yeah.
That's right. And maybe this is your new artist handle, Ink Pusher.
Isn't that already an artist? No?
Well, there's a Square Pusher.
Right. I mean...
Is there an Ink Pusher?
No, I mean, I'm Square Pusher. Yeah, I don't want to... That seems like that's their thing. I'm hoping, I don't know, maybe we'll see. I'm just kind of prototyping, if there's a design that we really like, we'll just have them made and then we can put them up on the store on Peaked FM. So
it'd be cool.
Yeah.
So please come up to the show. August 31st. I'll be there. Richard will be there. And a lot of other performers that will be just hanging out that have been on in previous episodes that we've done over the years. Seeing as we've been doing this for 5 years now, which is hard to believe, but I'm really happy that we've been doing it. It's been so much fun doing it. So please come out. I just saw Brian Betsy over Mission Sense today. They're excited about it. Come see Sir and I, Steve Bryson, Shipwreck Detective, Annie, Fetz, and come have a great time. It's a free show. It's San Francisco. This is our roots. And come and enjoy the show with us.
We'd burrito. Love to burritos.
Get Mission burritos. You know, you can't go wrong with a Mission burrito. It's, it's bigger than my head. So until we see you next week, everyone, please patch on. I'll see you later. I'm Corey Luna.
And I'm Richard. Night.
Good night.